This is Logan Sekulow. Breaking news. President Trump announces peace deal between Israel and the UAE.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Just a few moments ago, I hosted a very special call with two friends, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed of the United Arab Emirates, where they agreed to finalize a historical peace agreement. Everybody said this would be impossible.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
After 49 years, Israel and the United Arab Emirates will fully normalize their diplomatic relations. They will exchange embassies and ambassadors and begin cooperation across the board and on a broad range of areas, including tourism, education, healthcare, trade, and security.
And now your host, Logan Sekulow.
Welcome to the one and only flag waving, God praising, trail blazing, heck raising radio show. It's the Logan Sekulow reprogram, still taking over Jay Sekulow Live for the rest of the week, and we have some huge news. Will and I were sitting here, we were prepping the show, we were going to talk about the economy. We're going to get to that. We're going to talk about a few other topics that are going on here at the ACLJ, still in our matching challenge. But then the news broke that President Trump has brokered a historic deal, a peace agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, the UAE. So for those who don't know, like Dubai, those areas, if you were in Israel, you couldn't currently travel. You still can't currently travel to UAE, to Dubai, even for tourism or for religious reasons or whatever it is. But now,
and vice versa, UAE could not go to the historic sites of Israel as well.
There was even issues, I know that we were talking about, if you had Israel stamped on your passport, there would be concerns. And for us, even, we've been to Israel many times. They've said, hey, you know, it kind of could go either way. Even with an American passport, if you got there and you had Israel stamped in there, they may not let you in. You know, there was a lot of tension there. But somehow, they worked really hard, and this is a huge deal. I don't want to underscore this. You may think, oh, is Israel and UAE, well, how does this involve us? Hugely, because this is honestly two of our more friendly ally-ish countries in the Middle East who were not friends.
And this is the first Gulf Arab state to sign an agreement like this with Israel, and only the third Arab nation to have active diplomatic ties with Israel. So, like you said, you can't undersell how important, how historic this moment is. And they're giving credit to the Trump administration for bringing the two parties to the table, for making this happen. We've seen the support of the Trump administration for the state of Israel from the very beginning.
Sure.
And this just goes to show, when people said he's the great deal maker, is he going to be able to pull this off, many of these things with having these peace agreements in the Middle East between Israel and their neighbors? The proof is right here. This is a very historic day, and I can't wait to talk more about it. I'm excited.
Yeah, one of the things they're also talking about is that UAE and Israel work together to help accelerate and add some cooperation on developing a COVID-19 a vaccine and treatment. So that's kind of an interesting bit of news that, yeah, I think that could help you guys out. If you're watching this and listening to this, you may think, again, what does that have to do with me? This has a lot to do with what's going on. And again, there was a lot of props given from the president also to his senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, U.S. Ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, and Middle East envoy, Avi Berkowitz, who were deeply involved in negotiating the deal, as well as Mike Pompeo and Robert O'Brien. So, huge deal, huge news. Again, I don't want to you watch this and go, well, again, what's that? We're going to break it down. We're going to get into it. If you have a question or comment today, though, related to this topic or some of the other topics we're going to cover, there's an easy way to get involved. Give me a call right now. It's not our phone screener's birthday anymore, but, you know, you can still be nice to him. That's at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110 to have your voice heard on the air today. Support the work of the ACLJ. We have offices in Jerusalem. We have offices around the world, and we get to do this because of your support. That's at aclj.org. Again, aclj.org. Go there. You can donate. Not only can you go there just to donate, though, read all the great content and blogs. See all these great videos and episodes of TV, our feature films and documentaries. So much to do at aclj.org. We'll be right back on the Logan Sekulow Reprogram / Jay Sekulow Live.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to the Logan Secular Reprogram. I wasn't sure if I was supposed to let that play out. I don't know if there's, is there like a breakdown or is it just like a drum?
I think that is the breakdown.
That's the breakdown? Actually. Okay. Yeah. I was like kind of waiting for the beat to drop and it never quite got there.
Well, it's not that kind of song where beat drops. So if you're like, talking about some.
You know what I'm talking about. No, like I was waiting for it to like move on and like go into a solo or something. So welcome back to the Logan Secular Reprogram here on JSecular Live today. Again, huge news as the president, who just made a statement moments ago, announced a peace deal between Israel and the UAE. This came from President Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, and Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed from the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. A lot of people, Will, are asking about some biblical impacts of this, the spiritual impacts of this. I think there's something to be said about that. We should talk about it, but I know you wanted to read part of this statement. They released a joint statement from the three of them. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this is just one of the key portions of this joint statement from the three world leaders, and it says this historic diplomatic breakthrough will advance peace in the Middle East region and is a testament to the bold diplomacy and vision of the three leaders and the courage of the United Arab Emirates and Israel to chart a new path that will unlock the great potential in the region. All three countries face many common challenges and will mutually benefit from today's historic achievement.
Yeah, huge deal, giant deal. Will, they're calling this the Abraham Accords, which again, if you're looking for some biblical significance, I think it's pretty clear when you're calling it the Abraham Accords, of course, bringing together two different people of Abraham. So very cool. I love that sort of tie into it. Again, Israel's always interesting because they try to maintain that they are not necessarily a religious state. They're a state for the Jewish people, but they're not necessarily a religious state. But then you go, obviously, on their website, and there's always, you know, Bible verses and quotes from the Old Testament. But this is another one of those moments where it's like, you're calling it the Abraham Accords.
It's a pretty big deal.
It's a pretty big deal. I think there's definitely, if you're wondering if there is spiritual significance to this, look, I thought there was with the United States moving its embassy to Jerusalem. I think all of this plays a lot into people's faith, and again, it's all at the end of the day, the whole disagreement is over faith.
Well, and a lot of people, a lot of the opponents of the president's moves when it comes to Israel have over and over again pointed to that recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. That was in December of 2017. Yep. So, you know, 2.5 years ago is when he did that in accordance with U.S. law. Presidents were supposed to do it prior, but it took President Trump to finally get that done. Yep. And then finally, the moving
of the... A lot of empty promises.
He moved the embassy there in May of 2018, so a few months later. And a lot of people pointed to those moments that are, you know, maybe not as pro-Israel, not as pro-Trump, and said, these moves are going to completely eliminate the chance for peace in the Middle East because he's moving the embassy. What else is there going to be to negotiate over? He's ruining the chance for peace in the Middle East. But the negotiator keeps going, and we're seeing results. This is historic. It hasn't been since 1994 when Israel signed an agreement with Jordan.
Yeah. Since anything's happened, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is a very
most of
big,
our lifetime.
Especially when you talk about the UAE, that's a big economic powerhouse. Both Israel and the UAE are economic powerhouses.
Big tourist areas.
A lot of tech development, a lot of big money in the economies
of
the Middle East.
Yeah, it's almost like Dubai and those, like Las Vegas, if you will, during the good times. You know, there's a lot of big money, big developments happening, very modern. Almost, you said, where like the top tech is going. A lot of times it's through Israel and the UAE. So,
well, and when you brought up the COVID-19 potential, the look for working together to maybe find a vaccine or some sort of development there. We know that Israel has some of the leading medical technology firms in the world and that they've been doing a lot of research on that already. So bringing together those two economic powerhouses, research centers, I think that it could be a big development even on that front. We'll see what
happens.
Always,
yeah, the U.S. is involved, you know, always the great peacemaker there in the middle. So I love that. I think it's great. I'm glad that we are working on these things. Part of the United States of America is obviously our international diplomacy, how we can get stuff done when other people can't. And fantastic job.
And if you watch the media, you would think that the Trump administration has done nothing this year. You know, they haven't been doing the right things on this. They haven't been able to bring people to the table on more economic relief. When really it's Congress that's obstructed a lot of that. But it shows that the arms of government are still working, even on things like this that are very important, but may get overshadowed by what's happening domestically. But this is huge.
Yeah, I saw someone was asking. I couldn't see who was off camera because it was one of those media sprays where they had a bunch of people in the Oval Office meeting with the president or wherever it was. And I'm sure we'll have some comments and quotes, but one reporter asked, like, why was this the right time? And then he was sort of like, none of your business. And I like that. It was like, you know what? It's the right time.
Because we got
the deal done. So this is the right time. I want to take your calls and your questions. It's at 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. If you're watching on Facebook and YouTube and all those different options, you can see it right there. But I'm going to take a phone call because I think this was discussed even in the press conference. Let's go to Jerry in Rhode Island.
Hello there. Welcome, first-time listener to Logan's class.
Yeah, thanks,
buddy. Thank you for getting the birthday boy lunch yesterday.
Yes,
we get a lot of education. Those of us who don't understand the Middle East or the UN, we get a lot of education from your father and your brother. I don't even know if UAE is a bordering state, but if because of UAE going to Israel, are they now going to endure wrath from the bordering states who always attack Israel? Are they going to be going after UAE now because of this?
The president brought this up, actually, in his press conference and specifically mentioned what he hopes this will do. And obviously the hope is, as goes UAE, so does the rest of the Middle East. Obviously, is that wishful thinking? I'm sure to some extent. Some of these countries are no friend of Israel, are no friend of the United States. And look, some of them may not be too friendly with the UAE because of maybe a little bit more, and not in a political way, but a little bit more liberal than they are in the UAE. Still not that liberal, but they're a little bit more liberal. So, Jerry, I think that's a valid concern, but at least what they know and what the president knew and Benjamin Netanyahu and the head of the UAE, the crown prince, saw, hey, together, the three of them can get together and maybe make something big and make big moments, because you don't want to make those three mad at you either.
Right, and the UAE being the economic power that it is in the Middle East, it does show that it's going to be a positive move going forward. This isn't a war-torn nation in the Middle East. It's not like all of a sudden, not that it would happen, but that Syria, that has a fractured government and infrastructure right now, all of a sudden a small faction in Syria said, you know what, we're going to sign on to that. That would be huge it's not going to happen anytime soon because of the lack of infrastructure. Yeah. But this is a very stable country that a lot has relations with many, many different countries, some countries that we don't have diplomatic relations with. So it's a big deal that it was this. And I think it's a very symbolic deal that it was the UAE.
Absolutely. Here's President Trump. It was the clip that I was talking about from just moments ago when we went on the air. I think this has happened in the last hour. So let's hear from President Trump again about the other nations hopefully getting involved and getting behind this agreement.
We are already discussing this with other nations, a very powerful, very good nations and people that want to see peace in the Middle East. So you will probably see others of these, but this is the first one in more than 25 years.
Yeah, and he also mentioned working deals with Iran right now. There's a lot of stuff happening, Will, I think, behind the scenes. Obviously, a lot more happens. And look, if you think for some reason that everything that's happening within the walls of the White House is happening out in front of the media, you're crazy. Of course, stuff is happening behind the scenes. We weren't privy to this information. We didn't know this was coming out. An hour before we went on the air, not even, this broke in the news, and we decided that, well, we have to cover this. You know our relationship with Israel. You know our relationship in general with the United States and how we all work together. This is fantastic. We know the biblical significance of this. If you guys are watching, I know you do. Well,
we also see from the joint statement that it says the United States, Israel, and the United Arab Emirates are confident that additional diplomatic breakthroughs with other nations are possible and will work together to achieve this goal. So really, it sets the UAE up in this position to maybe help broker some of these as well. The president was the and his negotiating team were the ones that were able to get the UAE to the table with this. They were able to negotiate it out and move this deal forward. I think strategically, the UAE may be a key piece to the puzzle to bringing other nations on board. And I mean, I'd love to see more of these happen in the very near future. And hopefully that's what we do see, because yep, it's really important.
Hey, phone lines are open. I know you're just kind of digesting all this information and ingesting all of it. Digesting both. You're doing both. But I want to know what your immediate feedback is to this. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. We're going to touch on some other topics later. So if you're just like, hey, I'm good, I got it, don't worry, we're going to get to more later. But I still think this is important enough to keep covering it. We're going to hear some more from the president. We have some tweets that came out from a bunch of people. But give me a call, because their point of view and their opinions are just as important as yours. 1-800-684-3110. If you like this show, by the way, Will and I do this every day over on YouTube, youtube.com/TheLoganSeculoReprogram. Subscribe to my channel. We'd love to have you on each and every day. We'll be right back on The Takeover.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Logan Sekulow sitting in for my dad for the rest of the week. I'm here with my buddy Will Haynes, who's also one of the producers here, the producer, executive producer of Jay Sekulow Live, but is also one of the hosts on my show, Logan Sekulow Reprogram, which we do each and every day. We'd love to have you each and every day. Usually in the afternoon, we drop a new episode on all your favorite podcast players as well as on YouTube. That's at youtube.com/Logan Sekulow Reprogram, or just search for Logan Sekulow on YouTube. You'll find me there. Click that subscribe button. We'd love to have you. We are talking, obviously, right now still about the fact that the President Trump just made a big announcement announcing the big peace deal between Israel and the UAE. But Will, we need to, I kind of want to dive into some of these comments. This happened, to paint the picture for you, this was an event with multiple people, different representatives, ambassadors, all celebrating the fact that this deal has come to pass. And some of these quotes are from them.
Yeah, so this was from a presentation by the president in the White House, and he had Jared Kushner, who had helped facilitate some of these talks. He had Steve Mnuchin, the Secretary of the Treasury. He had ambassadors and other State Department officials there that took part in this. And one of them was Brian Hook. He is the former U.S. envoy to Iran. He recently stepped down from the State Department about a week ago to go pursue other opportunities. But he was there, obviously, because this has been a big part of his work. And let's play Byte 25 for him, because I think it's really important to know the context of this new agreement with Iran, which is obviously a big foe of both ours and Israel in the Middle East. Let's play Byte 25.
The Trump administration made history today. It's been an honor to be a part of this team that Jared has led. Peace between the Arabs and the Israelis is Iran's worst nightmare. And no one has done more to intensify the conflict between Arabs and Israelis than Iran. And what we see today is a new Middle East. The trend lines are very different today. And we see the future is very much in the Gulf and with Israel. And the past is with the Iranian regime. It clings to power on the basis of brute force. It has lost. It's facing a crisis of legitimacy and credibility with its own people. And the president's maximum pressure campaign has achieved historic results.
Huge deal. I mean, again, this is a giant deal when it comes to the U.S. relations, as well as Israel being a place that is safe and secure. Like, we know this. You've seen the news, and some of it, look, is sort of the fake news media who perpetrate in Israel that is an unsafe nation. I've been there multiple times. I've never felt that way many times that I've been there. Obviously, it's not living in the United States. Tensions are high. You know, everyone is in the military, and it's one of those states where you feel secure, but you obviously are very aware that all surrounding this state of Israel, that is a very, for its time, a very progressive place, surrounded by a lot of people who would rather see it not exist. This is a big moment, a big move, Will.
And when we talk about Iran, there's also a strategic location of the UAE, because it's on the Persian Gulf. And we've got a map up for our friends on
Facebook. I think
we should
all take a look at that for a little refresher course. I don't know if you learned about where the UAE was when you were in high school or whatever, but let's maybe take a look.
UAE is on the Persian Gulf, and it's bordered by Saudi Arabia and Oman, but it's right across the strait right there from Iran. So it has a very strategic location when it comes to the Strait of Hormuz.
Think
about all the things we've talked about with the Straits of Hormuz, with it comes to Iran maybe trying to stop some shipping vessels going through and things of that nature. There is another element to that when you look at the geopolitical framework of the strategic location of a place like the UAE when you are talking about things like Iran and the security of the region.
I mean, when you're flying over, if you're in Israel and you decide you're going to fly over to the UAE, have a little R&R, have some fun, or for business or whatever it'd be. If you look at that map, you're flying over some not-so-friendly places, Will. I know that this is a big moment when you can do this, though, and I think this is a big deal. And honestly, Israel and probably – I've never been to Dubai or the UAE. From what I can tell, probably the two places you would feel are – they're not Americanized. That would be the wrong way to put it, but have a Western vibe.
More Western
to them.
Feel to it than other places in that region.
All right. Should we take another phone call?
Yeah, let's go to the phones right now.
Yep. Line three is Buki.
We have Buki on line three in Virginia. Welcome to JSEC Hill Live and the reprogram. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
How are you doing? Good morning.
Hi. Great. What's your question or comment? Thanks for calling in.
Yes. I wanted to know what this relation means for Palestine. How does it affect the relationship between Palestine and Israel? And what does it mean for Palestinians at the moment?
Sure.
Well, as a part of this deal, Israel is going to suspend declaring sovereignty over some areas of the West Bank, the region that's known as the West Bank to the Palestinians. And that's in accordance with the framework that was set out by President Trump.
Yeah, I mean, no, that may be controversial to some of our listeners here.
Right, and so it's going to kind of slow down that process. And for Palestinians, that is something that they have been looking for. And I think it's a concern of many of the Arab states in the region. And so that's where a lot of it has to do with direct ties between UAE and Israel when it comes to investment, tourism, flights, things like that, technology. But this is an interesting element to it is that as the result of the deal, Israel will suspend declaring sovereignty over areas outlined in the president's vision for peace and focus its efforts now on expanding ties with other countries in the Arab and Muslim world.
And let's go over a little bit. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Hopefully that answers your question. And again, things move forward. This is just can only be a positive for a lot of things. As you said, delegates from Israel, the United Arab Emirates, we're going to meet soon. Also, about here are kind of the topics they're going to cover. I think we should rock through these real quick.
And this will be to formally sign the agreement because they've announced the deal, but they'll come together, they'll have a meeting. And I believe the president said that he's going to have the leaders of both nations come to the White House as well.
At some point.
So it's going to be a lot of these moments you see when they announce the deal, and then a few weeks later you see when they sit down to sign it. They have some pomp and circumstance, and some of these topics are what will be covered in the agreement.
Yeah, and just to go through them, investment in both, for the countries to invest within each other and for us to invest in them. Great. Tourism, direct flights, because currently you'd have to fly somewhere else to even try to enter if you even could. Security, telecommunications, technology, energy, healthcare, culture, the environment, establishment of reciprocal embassies, which is cool, and other areas they're going to reach. And I think, honestly, for the environment, if any of you guys are more into sustainability and some of the things going on, Israel is really an amazing place when it comes to what they've been able to do in essentially the desert when it comes to sustainability and to a lot of things that really could be hugely innovative. The desert is fertile for a lot of those things. I know it's shocking you wouldn't know it, but really take a deep dive and look into that kind of thing. I think you probably will really appreciate some of the work that's being done by the state of Israel and by just some of the big tech companies there in terms of those things. Now we're coming back for those who are listening and watching on Facebook. Some of you guys may not get the full hour of JSEC Hill Live. What you should do is log on over. We're live right now if you're watching if you're listening live on Facebook, facebook.com/JSecular. You can also find us broadcasting each and every day, like I said, on the Logan Secular Reprogram. Find that on Apple Podcasts, find it on Spotify, and find it on YouTube at youtube.com/LoganSecularReprogram. We'd love to have you as a new listener and viewer to our show. It's a lot of fun. We dive into some of the topics you care about as well. There's a lot coming up. I want you to call in as well. 1-800-684-3110. We'll take more calls in the second half of the JSEC Hill Live Logan Secular Reprogram.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now your host, Logan Sekulow.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Logan Sekulow Reprogram Takeover. If the second half hour, if you're watching live, thank you all for being a part of it. Give me a call right now, 1-800-684-3110. Will, we were talking about, obviously, the big announcement that there's a big peace agreement between Israel and the UAE. The U.S. brokered it, so it's kind of a joint between the three of us. Fantastic news. We had a caller in the last segment who said, hey, what's this mean for like the Palestinian territories? Maybe Will said they're going to be happy about this because they're going to suspend some of the annexation.
Well, I never claimed they would be happy, just to be fair. Maybe I said that there was something that had implications on it. I want to not let you put words in my mouth.
But okay, fine. But we were during the break, more came out.
So this is from a senior Palestinian official, Hanan Ashwari. You've heard her name before. She's a veteran within the Palestinian negotiation teams, and she's on the executive committee of the PLO. And she wrote on Twitter that the UAE has come out in the open on its secret dealings and normalization with Israel. Please don't do us a favor. We are nobody's fig leaf. So
not happy. Not happy. Well, maybe not unexpectedly. This is sort of the concern that you have to worry about when these countries get together. But look, as the one person who called in also before that said, is this going to make UAE a target? According to this tweet, this was a tweet?
It was a tweet, right.
Yeah, according to this tweet, I would say it's pretty rough.
Well, I think what you hope here is that other nations, as the president said, see the prosperity, see that it is the way forward, that there is not going to be what the Palestinians have called for decades now, and that's the obliteration of Israel, that's not going to happen because there is the United States of America and other nations that are getting on board and saying, we're not going to allow that to happen, right. And this is the way peace is going to happen. You have to recognize that Israel is what it is, and many Palestinians, especially the leadership, do not recognize the state of Israel as even existing. So I think it's not necessarily a surprise that they would come out and say this and use words like normalization with Israel, because really that is the future. That's the way forward. And I think that what is going to happen is if more nations come on board, like the UAE, then the Palestinians will be forced to realize we're not going to be able to destroy the state of Israel. Yeah. We're going to have to figure this out. And if we ever want to have peace, this is what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to come to the table.
And look, don't believe the media biases about Israel. I think you need to take a look for yourself. Look, we were planning a big trip for a large group of our employees here at the ACLJ and to go to Israel and visually see it for those who had not gone yet. Unfortunately, due to, obviously, COVID-19, that had to be postponed to a later date. Because I think if you don't see it, it's really difficult because you have to kind of sort through the media's portrayal of this nation. Now, are there protests in the streets happening there? Yes. Is there political unrest? Always. Always. Maybe more than anywhere. I think if you think politics here is rough, in Israel, it's pretty intense. However, it is a peaceful nation full of really eclectic and interesting and beautiful people who are all searching for one common goal for most of them, and that is peace within the Middle East. So hopefully this is a big step in the right direction. But I know you see a war-torn nation. You see things that remember, that's just a narrative that you have to kind of look beyond. A narrative that, look, Israel has not done a particularly great job at combating. So that's why they have people like us, who have been there many times, have offices there to show you what it's really like.
Documentaries there, right?
Yes, this is a great nation, and I'm excited for there to be pause. Look, I'm excited for a positive news story. Period. Will, you know, we're not talking about something.
A lot of negativity recently. I like seeing something that is like
gives you
hope.
We're gonna get off the air and I'm gonna be like, let's have some food. Let's chill out. Fantastic, great show because this is big, positive movement for the world, for peace, and that's what we should all be hoping for and praying for. Again, as someone said, it sometimes appears that the Bible is playing out right in front of us. And
well, we have the Abraham Accord.
Yeah. So take that for what you will. Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. I want your point of view on this, 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to the Logan Secular Reprogram on Jay Secular Live. I'll be filling in tomorrow, too. Just fair warning. I'm just going to throw that out there so you know. Will and I will be back.
Day three
on Jay Secular Live. This show is a little different than the shows we typically do. If you're a typical Reprogram listener, because you're getting this show as well, you may be like, hey, where's all the jokes? We'll get back to the jokes. Don't worry. It's a little bit more lighthearted on the Reprogram. Like, we did like a whole hour on some magic oven that cooks food. So you know what? If you were looking for a place to...
if you're looking for really intense analysis of basically an adult easy bake oven.
Yeah, we covered that, we did that two days ago on the Logan Secular Reprogram. You can find that episode. I think it's called something about that, the oven.
Yeah.
But we also touch on these topics. We talk a lot about school choice. We talk about things... Both Will and I are young parents, so we talk... those topics quite a bit, and we have a good time doing it. I even just went over what it was like to vote in the primary. We talk a lot about some of the topics come here. We talked a lot about that Stelter
yeah,
from
Brian
CNN.
Stelter, right.
Well, when he went on and said, there's no liberal media. There's nothing. We have nothing. We did about, I think we did like an hour on that one. And you can find that all on LoganSecularReprogram.com or directly. You have Apple Podcasts. If you have an iPhone, you have Apple Podcasts. Subscribe on there. You can also listen on Spotify, on Stitcher, however you get your podcast. But probably the most fun way is to watch us, and that's on YouTube at youtube.com/LoganSecularReprogram. Subscribe while you're there. Well, I wanted to take us into the White House and hear from President Trump. I think there was a lot that came out of that entire press junket moment. I don't know what you call that. Specifically, where he just sat down and met with the press and had, like I said, Jared and a few other people speak about the importance of this agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So should we go to the president inside or should we set this up?
Yeah. So, well, this is from President Trump when he's making this announcement. And I think what's always key is when you hear the context of the framework they've put forward. And many people try to go after the president. You know, he's not a uniter. He's not bringing people together. Well, listen to Byte 17 and tell me this isn't about unifying people.
I made clear that the problems of the Middle East can only be solved when people of all faiths come together to fight Islamic extremism and pursue economic opportunity for people of all faiths. And when you look at what's happening, you're seeing a lot of progress is being made that nobody thought could possibly be made.
So obviously that's pretty specific.
Right. And when you look at what is being done, when he's saying all faiths can come together, pursue economic opportunity for people of all faiths. And he also says come together to fight Islamic extremism.
Yeah.
Well, what are we not hearing a lot about in the news right now? That's ISIS. It was decimated. The Islamic State, or so-called Islamic State, was decimated and crushed by the Trump administration. And you don't hear about them really at all.
It definitely felt like one of those moments. Unlike, I'd say, even like the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, it's one of those things that feels like a pretty definitive victory. Though obviously there's still outliers, there's still things happening. And even look, the fact that the president is saying he just signed a deal and said the term Islamic extremism when you just did a deal with an Islamic nation shows actually movement and improvement and growth within the Islamic states, within not the Islamic state, but the Islamic countries.
Right. And I'm very curious how the nightly news is going to handle this tonight. Like, I want to watch mainstream
news
broadcast. Well, no, because that, you know, first of all, a lot of people do watch it. And I want to know how this is handled. Even, and I'll take it a step further, I want to see how CNN and MSNBC cover this, because I want to know what they are going to be able to say that's not positive.
Because they're going to find it.
They're going to try to make up something.
Absolutely. I tried to.
They're just going
to
tout the PLO's position on this.
I tried to watch the night Kamala Harris, day before yesterday, was picked. And I flipped on the news. My wife was like, nope, turn it off. And I was like, okay, fine. She's like, I've heard enough of it. I heard you do an hour on it. Like, how much more do you need to know? And I said, you know what? You're probably right. And we turned on some goofy sitcom or something.
Well, I mean, that was probably uplifting and recharging.
You got to end your night a little bit more positive sometimes, Will.
But do you think that they're going to go that way and try to find a negative thing about this and try to tear it down? Because this is a historic moment for the world. We know this from
MSNBC that they do this. We know the producers who have quit recently because they said they just want to preach their own narrative. But I think it's going to be hard to find really specific things to go after. I haven't gone deep dived into all of this, Will. So I don't know what possibly we're missing, but I'm sure there's something in here that they won't like. Even this,
they won't like economic development. I think that
because UAE has this sort of Vegas feel, they will definitely spin this as well. Trump is clearly trying to, have a Trump Dubai and to have it all set up. And I feel like there will be something like that.
Or will they go down the BDS movement line of boycott, divest, and sanction? Now this economic agreement between the UAE, like, is that going to be what we see? Because UAE has been very much held up as this destination, like you say, a very Las Vegas-y feel, a progressive Middle Eastern state.
There are theme parks that I really want to go to. I'll be honest. That's maybe the third thing I thought of. I was like, this is great. Peace in the Middle East. I think also there are these cool theme parks that I've really wanted to go to in Dubai. I would like to visit, Warner Land or whatever it is. I think I want a few Ghostbusters attractions on planet Earth.
Well, that's your dream right there. You need to go.
I've heard it's very warm.
It's warm in Israel as well. We've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different even though.
Oh.
I think hotter.
I can't imagine.
Well, one day you will be able to.
Yeah.
Soon, with
there
all
these
agreements, you'll be able to imagine. Let's also hear from the president. This is about... a bunch of people have called in about this. Like, what does this mean for other Arab nations? What does this mean for other Muslim countries that are in the area, and how this could impact them positively, negatively? Let's hear what the president had to say. It's by 35.
Now that the ice has been broken, I expect more Arab and Muslim countries will follow the United Arab Emirates lead. And I want to just thank them for being. It's not surprising, knowing Mohammed so well, it's not surprising they are in that lead position.
Oh, there you go. And that's, again, important movements happening. And hopefully this means a road to real peace. I know that's what we all want. That's what we all pray for. That's what the Jewish people, the Muslim people, the Christian people, and people of no faith at all. Most of us are just in search of peace. And that's what I hope this starts the process towards, real peace that we can all get behind and support. Not, this phony version of peace that is... segregating and isolating.
Or the phony version of peace that people like Hamas put forward, is no Israel.
Right, exactly. That's what I mean. Do you think that's the reason?
Of the state. And that is not peace.
Let's take a phone call. If you want your voice on the air, 1-800-684-3110. David from Florida, one of my favorite states. You're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. I was just curious how you think this
United Arab treaties going to affect Beirut, but their loss of government there, and Russia's in there, China's in there, Hezbollah's in there. They're all in Iran. They're all going to be looking to take over that government.
Yeah, well, that's right, because earlier this week, the prime minister and the entire government announced their resignation.
Yeah.
They're in kind of a temporary role while they set up when the next elections will be and how that transition of power will be.
It's been a mess there.
But there is instability. You're seeing a lot of anti-government protests there because of that tragic, tragic explosion that happened, which seemed just like corruption and mismanagement within the government that allowed that all those explosives to just be sitting there in that port. But David, you bring up a really interesting point, and that's something we were going to get to earlier on the show, and that's that, you know, Hezbollah is basically a proxy group for Iran. It is the Iranian government funds it through the Al-Quds force with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. They have it there strategically at the northern border of Israel so that they can launch proxy wars against Israel. And more instability, you're seeing nations, as you brought up, David, around the world, Russia, China, but you're also seeing like France trying to get in there and help rebuild and help get some stability, because it was originally a colony of France before France was left and they had their own independence. But you see these nations that are trying to get in there and help bring some stability. But the worry is that corruption and instability allows groups like Hezbollah to rise up and take even more control than they already do. They control most of the south of Lebanon on the Israeli border. But if they take more control, then you see another proxy, more strong proxy for the Iranian government and the terrorist state that it is. And it's something we got to keep our eye on. And hopefully these moves will help counteract that. And I think it will if we can continue in this direction.
What he said. Absolutely. Hey. We're headed into the final segment of today's show. Logan Secular Reprogram, Jay Secular Live. You want your voice heard on over 900 radio stations right now? You want your opinions out there to the millions and millions of people who listen and watch this show each and every day? Give us a call. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. Doesn't have to be on this topic. We're going to dive into other topics. You got comments about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Feel free. Give us a call. Also,
some economic numbers.
Big economic numbers. Some good movement. Not great, but good movement happening. ACLJ.org also to support the work of the ACLJ. You want to know who's on the front lines here and also in the state of Israel? That's us. ACLJ.org.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the final segment of the day here on Jay Sekulow Live. This is Logan Sekulow sitting in for my dad. We're doing the Logan Sekulow reprogram. What do you call that when you
take over?
But we're like, we're all both on. So if you're hearing the reprogram, you're hearing this show. If you're hearing Jay Sekulow, simulcast. It's a simulcast.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
It's a fancy word there.
It is a big word for me. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. I want your point of view, your opinions, your thoughts, not only on this historic deal with Israel, the UAE, and the United States, but also just in general. What's going on in the world? What's going on in the news? What do you think the biblical impacts of this are? Give us a call.
Theologian Logan will take your questions on that.
Ask Theologian.
Is that your new spinoff podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. If you call, it charges you per minute and all that.
Well, I don't know that you should get into that. That's not a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all in the cards. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. There was some other movement and things we were going to talk about. Well, I had a whole list of topics that we were going to talk about today, but this just took over the show. One is that we've seen some positive movement in job loss. And I know that's a weird way of putting it because, look, when we were talking about it earlier, we kind of had to define what this looks like. But we've seen at least a decline in weekly unemployment numbers, or additional unemployment numbers.
Right. So they release numbers each week of the additional claims that are filed for new unemployment benefits. And for the first time since the pandemic hit in March, we are under a million new unemployment claims, which is a big movement. We were well above that. At some points, it was, I believe, close to 2 million each week.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
We are seeing movement. It's at 963,000 at the week that ended August 8th. So that's a really good sign because we're seeing that number trend down.
Right.
And when the president early in the pandemic was saying, you will see the economy bounce back, a lot of people said, I don't know if he's telling us straight on this. I don't know if the fundamentals of the economy are as strong as he believes. But what we are seeing is that they probably are. We're seeing that the economic activity in many areas where the virus is on decline is picking up so much that businesses are deciding, you know what, it's time to reopen and safely reopen. And the community around those businesses are believing it is time to start pouring money back into the economy. So you're seeing jobs come back, which is a really key marker of the economy. And we want to see this trend continue, but it does look like we're headed in the right direction. And so I'm very optimistic that things are getting back to where they need to be.
Yeah, I think that's the big deal, is that things are looking better. Obviously, almost a million people additional out of work and applying for unemployment. Not good. That's not a good thing. But at least the trend is going down. And look, like you said, there are people that are reopening. There's places and establishments here locally. We were going to go eat out at a restaurant. To be honest, I've done that very few times. But when we've done it, not a lot of need to call ahead or reserve. Three different places booked up for hours. So, you know, finally, maybe the economy is starting to, people are starting, look, the I know the mask debate. I don't even want to open up that door with you people. Okay. Don't want to open up the door whether you like the mask or don't like the mask. But at least the masks have moved us a little bit in a step forward where people feel okay going out. Even if it's false insecurity or even if it is a real security, I don't know, not my place. But what I can say is that it's almost something that we've accepted and now we've started to move on.
Real security, though? Economic activity.
Yeah.
So if
that's what I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what you're pointing out is that a lot of these places are able to reopen within these guidelines and these framework, and that's giving security and jobs back to people.
Yeah,
people are able to come back to work. And even with the lowered percentages of capacity in many of these restaurants and businesses, you are seeing them be able to rehire, bring people back in, and still be able to present economic activity in a way that helps people get off of the unemployment claims and get back to work and be able to step back up and to be able to make money and a living again, which is really important.
Yeah, and hopefully the goal of a lot of people, hopefully a lot of people's goals is to get back to work, get people reopened. And sadly, we've seen many of businesses permanently close and change and definitely restructure. I mean, you even have something like Walmart They're doing a lot of hiring, a lot of this, but it's odd when Walmart closes at 8:30 at night.
Right.
You know, you used to be able to go in 3 o'clock in the morning. Hey, I need, you know, I'm
which is interesting. You know, like they're closing at 8:30 at night, but when was probably the most socially distanced time to go to a Walmart?
Middle of the night.
You know, 11:30.
I think it's to restock and clean.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's what they're doing. I think there's people working. They're just cleaning.
Right. There's just no people, customers inside
the
store.
It is kind of freaky. I'll tell you, I was there when they closed one night, and every minute towards closure, they have an announcement over the speaker system that is like, we're not talking about like, hey, we're not going to let anyone else in. Like, we're going to start kicking you out of aisles. It's like, hey, you got 1 minute. Let's say it starts at 10 minutes. Hey, 10 minutes until, I think it starts at half an hour. But at 20 minutes, from then on, every minute it goes, you have 19 minutes to finish up your shopping. You have 18 minutes. Please make your way to
freak
front.
You out a little bit.
It was a bit like I was on a sadistic version of supermarket sweep. Like, I didn't want to be there. Like, I didn't feel comfortable. I didn't like this.
You were running through the aisles grabbing what you need real quick.
And then I realized, like, I'm going the wrong way because this aisle pointed this way now, and I got to go the other way, but the chips are over there. It was kind of stressed me out. And so much so I didn't get everything I needed because it was like, I got to get out of here because they start closing off areas of the store.
Yeah.
I don't know what this has to do with anything, but it is interesting. And speaking of something funny and something more a little more lighthearted, like running through a supermarket suite, let's hear from President Trump. President Trump made this statement just a little bit ago. He was sitting there. This is with obviously
he was talking to the Treasury Secretary as well, Steve Mnuchin.
But the press is there, very well aware of it. Talking about his dealings with in the Middle East and with Israel, and obviously the peace agreement that came. Let's hear Byte 28 add a little levity to the day before we wrap it up.
So, which is easier, dealing with the Democrats or dealing with the Middle East?
Well, a lot of people never thought you'd get this type of deal. So I'll be hopeful that we can deal with the Democrats.
The Middle East is more reasonable.
I'm not going to say that he's 100% right, but I think he's 100% right. When you look at the inability for the Democrats to come together with the Republicans in Congress and get a deal forward to help alleviate some of this economic pressure that is on the American people, and yet at the same time they're able to, through this pandemic, get a deal done with the UAE and Israel, I think the president might be spot on with that, saying that the Middle East is more reasonable than the Democrats in Congress are presenting themselves to be at this moment in time.
Yeah, this is a big moment in time, and I appreciate everyone. Look, all of you guys who have listened and watched, and the thousands of you who have watched for the last couple days as Will and I have taken over, we'll be back tomorrow. Don't worry. We'll be back tomorrow. And then guess what? On Monday, things will return to normal. But you may say, I like this. People say, this is Will. This should be the new normal. I hear people say that a lot.
I don't think they're talking about us being the new normal.
I thought we were the new normal.
No. They're talking about something completely different when they talk about the new normal.
We will never be normal.
Well, I mean, you've got a Nitro shirt on, some wrestling t-shirts, and a headband.
Heck yeah.
That could be the new normal, though.
It's my new normal. Say. I haven't put on a shirt with buttons, and I can't tell you how long. Since the quarantine. It's been months.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate all you guys watching. Appreciate all of you listening. You could have called me more. I could have taken more calls. But you know what? You wanted to hear all the facts straight from us. Because we're the experts in this. Thank you all for watching. Thanks for supporting the work of the ACLJ. We're still in a matching challenge. We could use the support. That's at ACLJ.org. Again, ACLJ.org. Go give a donation. If it's matched, what that means, if you give $10 to someone on the other end who goes, I'll match that, I'll give another $10, and so on and so on and so on. So we really appreciate all the support, all the help. Again, take a look for Will and I over on Logan Seculo Reprogram. And hey, thanks to someone watching right now, we may be coming to a new radio station, Will. We'll see on the Reprogram.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.